Hi. Well, for those of you who are in the Southern Hemisphere, you're getting into, what is the hot season? You're past the very first month from the summer solstice into now, the first month of actual summer, where for the next 2 months after this, theoretically, it's the warmest season. The hottest months of the year are now. So, what I did in this, and some of you have seen this before, this is an actual picture in the background of the surface of the sun. I've imposed a drop of water photographically in this position, thanks to Ed Nelly's work, by the way, to be able to use this symbology of my self as a single drop of water inside the sun. Now, I would encourage you to go look up some of the documentaries they have about the sun. Secrets of the Sun, I think, is a documentary if you want to look at it. And it talks to you about how the sun's interior core was mathematically measured by sound. Very interesting. How long does it take a photon of light to come from the fusion of the interior core of the sun to reach the first layer? There's layers inside the sun. It takes millions of years. How long does it take to the outer core of the sun to photon to pass? It takes 100,000 years. How the last little bit? Maybe 8 weeks. How long does it take a photon of light to go from the sun to the earth? 8 minutes. Wow. Millions of years to produce a single photon of light. 8 minutes to go from the sun to the earth. So inside of you is the same capacity as it corresponds to the sun. Now, I'm as much interested in the central sun concept as I am the solar sun, but the solar sun, the physical sun we have, is a good example of the forces inside of us. Now, I've had some experiences where some things happened in my spine, particularly my lower spine. Some other things happened in my head where I've had experiences like this. I won't go into describing them in the moment, but there is a brilliant vital force of pure living fire inside of us, mirrored by the sun. We have an interior radiance. So if you're in the first month of summer and you're in the third week, which is where we are recording this, you're in the social dynamic week of the number one girl. What do we mean by number one? Number one in the pelvic cavity, number one in the body systems, which is bones, number one girl and the first daughter of the father. The first daughter of the father is primarily genetically related to father's family and father's mother and her mother. Her father is six boy. Father's mother's father is pituitary, six boy fire. The three forms of fire in the spring, fire in the belly, personal passion, fire in the heart, the fire of social dynamics, fire in the head. Wow, which is a whole nother discussion about how the six boy fire in the head ignites what happens in his daughter's bones. Wow. Okay, how to do this one? First, recognize that you're entering the world of materiality. You're entering the world of manifestation in the material functions of life. That means blades of grass growing. That means bushes and trees growing. Animals, running, birds, flying, whales. Well, I was going to say whales singing, but maybe they are. Inside the ocean, we're talking about the most essential function of movement of life comes out of Six Boy and is manifested by a single force. It emanates from your right to choose, free will. And then it now is, what are you going to choose? What is the highest, most powerful choice you can make? You can change what that choice is, but whether we know it or not, in every breath, we're making a choice. We're making a choice to live or not live. We're making a choice to grow or not grow, to live in denial or live in facade or live in grace or however you want to do it. We're making a choice every single moment. But whatever choice is being made is being funneled into the long-term physical memory of the bones. Yes, there's other memories that's going to have on a soul-based memory. You won't forget one iota of anything that you ever experience while in the body. You won't forget a fragrance, a flavor. You remember every single posture you've ever made since birth. Every single turn of your head, every single feeling, every sound, every sensory experience, you actually remember all of them. No, really, we do. But it's stored in the soul. How many of you remember under the age of 7 or under the age of 5? You might say, no, I don't remember. No, your soul remembers everything. Everything. It knows how many people were in the lunchroom when you were 9. It knows everything that was on the menu that day and all the conversations that were going on in the room. There is a mechanism in us that remembers everything. So if you recognize that all those memories and all of the composite feelings and all of the composite belief systems in your family and your social network and your spiritual network, all of those are remembered inside you. The challenging thing is, if one little memory has an emotional charge to it, that emotional memory is going to continually trigger a law of attraction. Now, if that emotional memory is radiantly possible for you to feel because you put it there. So if you put an aware, awake memory inside you with intention and purpose, and you're awake while doing it, it will remain awake for you and begin to operate. So if you want to put memories into this orb of you, you make a choice. So right now, all of us, we have a choice of what memories we want to begin to build. Pretty cool, actually. How did we get such a blessing to be able to have unlimited possibility to make free will choices, store them inside of us, and then we get the actual result of every choice we've made? Wait, better pause for a moment. Every choice made or made without you knowing it is actually subject to the laws of cause-effect. Every choice made by your parents has a cause-effect. They either conceived you consciously or they didn't. I'm pretty sure in my case, the fourth child was not necessarily the desired child to have. maybe your conception was intended and beautiful and harmonic and all that. Mine wasn't. So what do we do with the charged memory inside of us that's ruling everything? That's what this month is about. You want to put charged positive memories inside of you? Yeah, go ahead. But I would suggest first you examine your motive and your intention. What do you want to get from the outcome and why are you doing it? Yeah, I would suggest that you stand inside your bones and make powerful choices to do the most beautiful things that you can imagine for now while asking for help about how to make it cleaner, healthier, more aligned to the practicality. I mean, the practicality is, how would you make a choice that is eternal in its continuous expression of what's positive? Now, if you do make a choice, which we all do with every breath, yes, every single breath we're making a choice to hold our posture in a particular shape, to move our hands, to have a feeling, to digest the food we ate the last hour. We're in a continuous experience of making choices. So what choice would you make? You know, I don't think it matters so much. I know that's surprising, but that you make a choice. Weirdly enough, we suffer more from omission than we do commission. We suffer more from not making a choice than we do from making a choice. Now, if you're having any striving at all to make a healthy choice, you will. You may not make the perfect choice, but you'll make the choice perfect for the next part of your progression. So make a choice. Yeah, okay, you're in doubt, maybe confused about what choice to make it and how. Then you have the perfect opportunity to exercise something a little different. You can go into consider the possibility that there's help, that you might have a friend, a guide, a counselor, somebody around you on an earthly level, but you might also have a guide on a higher level, a guardian, a celestial friend, the divine feminine, silence, purity. You might have help. So if you do have a desire for a faith-based practice, it does not require that you do faith perfectly, nor does it require that you make the perfect choice. But making no choice is probably the biggest mistake of all. Make a choice. If you want to dance in your bones, I like that choice. You want to sing in your bones? I like that too. You want to walk in nature and feel the infrared light penetrating your mitochondria? Yeah, okay, do that. What do you want to do? Do it now. If you want to go into water-fed stillness and silence, that's your choice, then do that. You want to go into fasting? Do that. You want to go into prayer? Do that. But do the doing. That's a lot about what this month is really about. Do the doing. Because without knowing it, your choice of being in the masculine month for 3 months is preparing you to the first month of autumn. Because that water drop right there, by the autumn, everything you did in the summer goes inside of that to produce your next summer. Okay, let me try that again. You see that water drop there? This is a symbol of your capacity to feel. It's most readily accessed anytime you want to, but in the seasons, it's more readily accessed at the fall equinox when the masculine and feminine meet. So what are you going to put in? Well, whether you know it or not, you're going to be putting in the 3 months of summer. So you have 3 months of summer to just utilize all the charge forces of a volatile, hot summer, flowery, food-filled, nurturing month and make a choice and put it inside the coming drop of water. Because whatever you put inside will have a cycle of maturation. And some of it will come back to you at the next summer solstice. You don't have to understand how or why, but every single choice, put it in now, put it in continuously, and be willing to be confused, be willing to make mistakes, and ask for the divine guidance. Ask for the right to be able to learn and grow, because you're a child sitting in a sandbox with Legos. I'm not referring to you personally. I'm referring to me. I'm a child sitting in a sandbox with God's Legos. Toys. God's not going to beat me up because I don't put my things together perfectly. The aspiration to be inside of your own being, make a choice. Now, sooner or later, you're going to have to recognize that some of the choices you've made and didn't know you were making might be something like entitlement. Are you entitled? I am. I'm entitled because I have clean water, place to live, food, toilet paper, car, temperature. Yes, I'm entitled. I feel entitled. Does my entitlement make a choice automatically? Yes. Does that mean I'm transmitting something into my life, consciousness, into my social network, into the globe, into the galaxy, into the universe through my entitlement? Yes. Wow. If I know that, I go, whoa. Okay. Show me every mistake I've ever made. If you dare. Because, oh, by the way, it's not a big deal, because every mistake you've ever made is on its way back. And you, here comes a series of Earth killer meteors ready to abolish the planet Earth. And I go, well, who set those meteors in motion? Yikes! I did. We did. Who's causing all the problems on the Earth? Ah! I am. We are. Who's changing the weather? We are. Who's changing the movement of volcanoes? We are. So, what choice do you want to make? If you know a whole bunch of meteors are coming at the planet and collective consciousness leading us to the sixth extinction, who did this sixth extinction? I did. We did. Oh. You mean the same laws that set it in motion can change what's in motion? Yes. So if I acknowledge the choices I've made and have even the beginning of a sincere desire to want to do no harm ever again, those meteors start to break down into smaller fragments. They still have to come, called the law of attraction, and I still need to feel the dust particles of pain and suffering, but it doesn't have to destroy my life, my body, my family tree, and the earth itself and all of the beautiful things on the earth. We don't need to destroy everything just to learn that we can't play with matches in a sun full of volatile expressions of power. First month of the summer. Nah, you thought it was just a simple month. It's not. because everything that you're doing is going right down into your bones and it's coming out your health and it's planting the seeds for next summer and the year after that and the year after that. According to the magnitude of how you put it there, you're going to be setting in either rose petals or meteors. We all are. So I encourage you, when you're in that southern hemisphere, use it. Use every moment of it. Breathe it. Live it. Exalt in it. Dance in it. Pray. Fast. Go find a friend to walk with. Hold hands. Enjoy being inside the bones. But be aware that your bones can either kill you or give you stem cells. The stem cells can regenerate your body, or they can cause the inflammatory experiences that kill your blood, called leukemia or cancer or something else. Every single symptom that you're going through, you create it. So, anyway, I appreciate you being there, taking the time to listen to this. Find your bones, and then maybe I would suggest that you do that inside your bones. All of that is all the members of your family tree combined in a lucid harmony intentionally. Those are 12 months of the year, or 12 chakra systems, or the 12 grandparents, meridians, however you want to see it, stand inside the fulcrum. Well, I shouldn't get carried away, because they're your rights to make a choice. Thanks for coming by. See you soon.